Phoenix Audio presents
Everybody Dies by Lawrence Block. Andy Buckley said, "Jesus Christ," and braked the Cadillac to a stop. I looked up, and there was the deer, perhaps a dozen yards away from us in the middle of our lane of traffic. He was unquestionably a deer caught in the headlights, but he didn't have that stunned look the expression is intended to convey. He was lordly and very much in command. "Come on," Andy said. "Move your ass, Mr. Deer." "Move up on him," Mick said, "but slowly." "You don't want a freezer full of venison, huh?" Andy eased up on the brake and allowed the car to creep forward. The deer let us get surprisingly close before, with one great bound, he was off the road and out of sight in the darkened fields at the roadside. We'd come north on the Palisades Parkway, northwest on Route 17, northeast on 209. We were on an unnumbered road when we stopped for the deer, and a few miles farther we turned left onto the winding gravel road that led to Mick Ballou's farm. It was past midnight when we left, and close to 2 by the time we got there. There was no traffic, so we could have gone faster, but Andy kept us a few miles an hour under the speed limit, braked for yellow lights, and yielded at intersections. Mick and I sat in back. Andy drove, and the miles passed in silence. "You've been out here before," Mick said as the old two-story farmhouse came into view. "Once after that business in Maspeth," he remembered. "You drove that night, Andy." "I remember, Mick. And we'd Tom Haney with us as well. I feared we might lose Tom. He was hurt bad, but scarcely made a sound. Well..."